Janie, and she is calling from the Bartow area, right near where that center of the storm or the eye wall essentially is right now. Janie, how are you doing? First of all, how is everyone doing around you? Are you in your home or are you in a shelter?
No, I'm at my house.
How is everyone doing there?
We're doing fine. We are exhausted and we are a little scared, but we're doing fine.
Tell me how the conditions have been for you over the last hour or two.
They were pretty terrible for the last hour. For about the past hour and a half, the wind started to really blow. It's been blowing all day, but it picked up and then the gusts started and the rain was horizontal. And I have a big oak tree in my front yard, and it was ripping limbs out of the oak tree. The metal underneath my carport is dangling. It was pretty scary. We were having gusts of probably close to 70, 80, 90 miles an hour. I have no idea. I just know that they were pretty intense.
No, we were seeing some readings on our scale here at upwards of 70 miles an hour, Janie. I'm joined by Steve Litro. He's our hurricane expert in studio. And Steve, we were seeing some pretty intense wind gusts around that area.
Yeah, we sure were.
And
that's not surprising, really, because that's where what's left of that eye wall basically went through. So whatever this thing had down there, you pretty much got the brunt of it.
Yeah. So everyone, the tree is still standing, right, Janie?
Yes, the tree is still standing.
Good.
I still have my oak tree. It's just going to let a lot more sunshine in.
At some point when the sun does shine. And actually, the rain, once the center of the storm starts to get north of them, Steve, do you see the rain starting to kind of lighten up? I mean, the winds are going to be a story for most of the day, but might they get into a little bit of sunshine later today?
Well, it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility, especially considering how much dry air is wrapping in on the west side of that thing. Now, the good news, I think, is that probably your really heavy rainfall is over. You will still see some bands developing on the other side of this thing, on the back side of this storm, and they will probably move through from time to time, but they should be relatively brief, you know, give you some briefly heavy rain, but then move on out, and, you know, probably the potential for the multiple inches of rain is probably over for you guys anyway.
Do you have any flooding around your property there, Janie?
No, we do not.
Good. And how about...
From what I can see, there's no flooding at all. There's maybe a couple of inches of water in on the roadways, but there's no flooding.
Okay.
No.
How about power outage? Do you have power?
Yes, we have power. I have no cable or internet, but I do have power. But we've been watching the sky light up the beautiful blue from the transformers. So there are a lot of people in Bartow who don't have power, but we're lucky we do.
Right. That's good that you do. For the unfortunate souls who do not, a battery-powered radio is a really important, valuable tool. And in Central Florida, you all have a great powerhouse news talk station, News 96.5 WDBO. They're part of our Cox Media Group network of stations. We were just checking in with a reporter during the peak intensity of this storm not too long ago, Eric Brown, and he was letting us know what it was like. And now we're starting to feel those effects that you all had a few hours ago. Y'all stay safe and periodically check in with us, okay, Janie?
I will do that. Thank you.
All right, we appreciate you checking in with us out of Bartow.